Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
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 After workers repainted the downtown Pride mural, police say it was defaced again. Spokane police arrested three teenagers for purposefully creating skid marks on the new mural last night.
On a block rife with LGBTQ support, the voice of the few has been loud recently.
It was really sad and disappointing.
Kaylee Gaines McGee has worked at Atticus on Howard for 5 years.
And there you go.
So she's seen all the support.
Our shop in this street is so welcoming to everyone.
But she's also seen the hate.
It was definitely deliberate.
Scooter hate in Spokane. So if you haven't seen this story, you've got a Pride flag mural on the ground. I always feel like you shouldn't call it a mural on the ground. Like a mural's on a wall. It should be a groundole or something. I'm not sure. I don't have a good name for it. But if it's on the street, to me, that's not a mural, but okay. So they've got a giant pride flag painted on the street at a busy intersection in Spokane, and kids are defacing it with their rental scooters. You know how we have the VO rental scooters here? We used to have the birds. Well, they have something that's kind of like the birds, and they're defacing it. I think they're Lime, I think, is the brand, if I remember correctly. And these folks are having none of it because we're a loving community, and we welcome everybody. I mean, we don't welcome the people who oppose our agenda, but, you know, still, okay, they're welcoming everybody according to their own opinion.
Recently, Wednesday evening, while sitting on O'Doherty's patio.
We all looked over and just saw this group of teenagers, like, deliberately making marks and scratch marks with their Lime scooters, like, just all around.
Several witnesses confronted the group and called police.
We're not going to sit by as we watch people deliberately commit a hate crime, like, right in the middle of downtown.
A hate crime? How do you know? I mean, the problem with hate crimes is it's hard to tell when it is and when it isn't, right? I mean, it could be. It could be a bunch of, you know, anti-gay activists out there trying to besmirch the pride flag that you painted on a street where tires run. Or, just spiffballing here, could be just kids being kids. And they found something pretty that they want to make less pretty. That had it been, let's say, an American flag or a state of Washington flag, they would have been just as eager. I don't know, but I have met children, and sometimes they just want to make a mess out of something. And, you know, is it sacred because it's a pride flag? Is that the problem? I mean, this whole assumption that it's a hate crime is fascinating to me.
After looking at security footage, officers arrested three teenagers. Two are minors, and one is 19-year-old Ruslan Turco.
You are charged with one count, malicious mischief.
Turco had his first appearance in court this afternoon. The judge released him under the condition he doesn't go near the crosswalk or the other teenagers. Prosecutors, though, had asked the judge to set a $15,000 bond, since that's how much it costs to repaint the mural.
$15,000 bond for skidmark scootering a pride flag painted on the street in Spokane, Washington. Oh, and by the way, this is kind of, there's more interest. The backdrop to this is neither the first time nor the only kind of defacing.
Community really came together to raise the money for them to be able to do it before the parade on Saturday.
Now this vandalism, just hours after that repaint and only a few weeks after someone else set fire to the mural.
What? Somebody set fire to it? Now that seems not so much like the work of, you know, just kids. That does seem a little bit more intentional. I'll give them credit for that. Yeah.
Sucks to be reminded in moments like this that there are still people out there that, you know, have hate in their hearts for other people. So, yeah.
But Kaylee wants everyone to know the love outweighs the hate here on Howard and through the entire city.
Of course, except for when targeted against the people who are expressing their either vandalism or disagreement with your agenda. Oh, by the way, just want to follow. They've actually changed the law recently in Washington. It's a felony now to deface a pride symbol.
And now to our night beat with a quick look at today's top stories. Today, it is now a felony to deface a public symbol of pride in Washington. The state's law redefined what is considered a hate crime to include the defacement of public property. It comes as the barriers surrounding that pride sidewalk, or crosswalk rather, in downtown Spokane come down. The rainbow has become a target for vandals who have thrown paint, left black skid marks, and most recently set fire to that mural. So starting today, any defacement of that mural could result in a harsher penalty under the new law. Now the crime is punishable by up to 5 years in jail and up to a $10,000 fine.
It's $10,000 and five years in jail for and a felony charge. Mm-hmm. That's wow. So 437-1620, what y'all think about this? We had a similar, I mean, it wasn't a pride thing, but we had the Black Lives Matter. It still exists over on 8th Street. Remember when that was first put up following the George Floyd murder and all the protests around that? The Black Lives Matter got painted on the street, and then not that long after that, you had somebody skid out their truck on there, and there was a big uproar over that. And then that street was supposed to be resurfaced as part of their regular resurfacing. And I remember Grover Robinson, the mayor at the time, was, you know, we're not going to repaint it. And that was supposed to have happened years ago, and it has not happened yet, obviously. So here we are years later, and the faded, you know, shop-worn looking street art that is there. I just think it's weird that weird things here abound. Number one, it's weird that they're assuming it's a hate crime, as opposed to just being kids. Maybe it is. Oh, by the way, one of the follow-up reporting on this is that when police, or sorry, when the bystanders confronted the kids at one point, I want to get you the quote. I can't actually read the quote for you, but court documents, this is for the trial of the 19-year-old, court documents show when one of the witnesses confronted the young teens, one of the minors shouted back, a word that rhymes with luck. And another word that rhymes with luck, both start with the same different letter, and go to hell. A different witness heard a suspect in a group say, same word. So are these, like, what's the theory that these are religious zealot teenagers, conservative Christian teenagers who are using, you know, their scooters to thwart the pride agenda and express their hatred, and they're what, using profanity to cover their piety as they try to skid mark out gay pride with rental scooters? Like, I'm trying to figure out what's the going theory about this being a hate crime from kids who clearly are not what I would describe as your typical conservative religious activist, but okay. 437-1620. I do have a thought. I always like to, you know, challenge a little bit, right? And in this one, you know, if there were, let's say, an American flag painted on the ground, would you think differently of this? You know, if there were, say, I mean, I don't know other great examples, but, you know, a picture of Jesus on the, you know, would you care if the symbol were different? Because, you know, you do have to keep in mind that you're supposed to be neutral about the content, and if it's a government property like a street is. So, anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
But according to that law, it just said that one thing.
Yeah, I think it's a defacing public monuments or public
property.
Okay,
because he had just said one thing, so that's why I was kind of curious about
that.
All right, we're taking a look at your traffic right now. If you're at the intersection of Fairfield and Palafox, both east, west, north, south, the whole intersection is pretty well backed up right now. No accidents to let you know about. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. A couple of texts in here on this whole topic of the allegedly hate crime scooter wheel skidding on the pride flag painted on the intersection in Spokane, Washington, that's now caught a felony charge for one of the participants. 437-1620, somebody here says, I think rather in sarcasm, land of the free. Somebody here says, is it a crime to deface the American flag there? Yeah, that'd be my question is, had they, you know, would it also be, would that be a hate crime? You know, the rush to assume it's a hate crime is the interesting part to me. Somebody here says, a hate crime is playing Run DMC. It's tricky for only 5 seconds and then cutting it off abruptly while I was dancing to it like White Chicks. That's the hate crime, sir. I cannot disagree with your interpretation. How dare we?
I know, right?
My hands should be slapped next time. That's really right. The only pride flag I recognize is that of the United States of America. So let me get this right. Gay pride is more sacred in Washington than my Christian faith. Yeah. See, I just think the whole premise is odd. like, if it were on the wall, I would feel different about it. Mm-hmm. Because the wall would belong to somebody, whether it's government space or non-government space. If it's a wall mural, well, now it's just graffiti. Now it's, you know, vandalism, and I am always against that. When it's on the street, I mean, you put it on the street, and on the street you have cars, and cars have tires, and so what was your thought here, that this would be pristine forever? I mean, that's weird. Also, is it a crime to use the scooter to create skid marks on the asphalt when there's no pride flag painted there? Because otherwise, what you're saying is we have the sacred road space and the not sacred road space. And, you know, you can practice your donuts on the not sacred road space to your heart's content, but don't do it over this one. I mean, and of course, there's also something weird about saying that, you know, any symbol, especially one that isn't like the flag, is sacred in the way that you've got to felonize. I mean, that's only a felony charge for this. 437-1620, 437-1620. But again, and, you know, somebody just texted in the same exact question. I think to be fair about the whole thing, you know, had it been an American flag, would your reaction be different? It's good to check yourself on that. At the same time, I think a lot of people would have said, we're not going to paint an American flag on the street where cars drive. Like, if a thing is sacred, you don't paint it on the ground. You know, you don't walk on the flag. You don't put the flag on the ground. You don't light it on fire. You know, lots of things you don't do to the flag. And so that's why you would not put it. And so kind of dumb on them for putting something that they were going to try to consider sacred and then putting it in that space where it's going to get driven over every day. I mean, why is – oh, by the way, just to follow up on this, the Lime Scooter Company, they have now geofenced the flag so you can't ride the scooter over that space. That was their follow-up to this is
– really?
Oh, hell no, we're not letting this happen again. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, just.
So your bike just stops.
Yeah, you're just, you know, I hope that's not. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it stops abruptly, but, you know, you're going. Oh, God dang. And here I was getting ready to do my donut. 621 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you are 64 turning 65 and you're retiring, you're going to make a change in insurance status from being through work, probably for your whole life, and then you're going to go over onto Medicare. It can be a little bit, you know, produce some apprehension, some anxiety, and I understand that, especially because people might be calling you and emailing you and writing you letters and making you feel like this is some big thing. It's not a big thing, but if it's new, it's new to you, right? It's different. And so here's what I recommend you do. Call my good friend Ricky Stewart. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part, helps people get converted over onto Medicare. She can explain to you what supplement, what's the prescription drug benefits, what's Medicare Advantage, what's Medicaid, which of these terms apply to you, all of that. Very easy. Loads of listeners have already talked to her. I know because, like I said, she's a good friend. We've known her as long as we've lived here. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells fried chicken?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Fourth cup of coffee?
Still R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Extra cheesy pizza?
Rolaids always spells relief. Rolaids' powerful dual-active formula begins neutralizing acid on contact to fight your heartburn fast. So, when life spells heartburn, Rolaids spells relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Can I get a cleaner mug? This one's dirty.
It's the cleanest one I got.
Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me. Touching you, sweet Caroline. Ba ba ba.
You have to, you absolutely have to.
Good.
So good, so good,
so good.
And I am not a Red Sox fan, but it's okay. 625, I'm an anti-Red Sox fan. Cardinals fan. Stole two of our World Series from us. 625 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. Still seeing some heavy, heavy delays. If you're traveling on Fairfield from I-110 all the way down to Palafox, you're seeing some delays in all directions, even southbound, northbound. So just be aware of that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. More texts coming in about the whole, you know, scuffing of with the scooters or, you know, putting skid marks on the pride flag on the street in Spokane, Washington. Story we're just talking about, how that's now caught a felony charge for one of the teenagers and misdemeanor charges for the other younger teenager. He's 19. That's why it's a felony charge, because he's an adult. Somebody says, wouldn't just driving over it cause wear and tear, and therefore it's a road you can't use anymore? Somebody says, I believe this stuff gets way too much attention. That's exactly what they want. Oh, no, for sure. Yeah, it's almost one of those where you wonder, you know, you would almost wonder if the pro-pride people didn't do it to gain attention, you know, kind of like a work in wrestling or a, you know, counterintelligence operation. Anyway, false flag operation or something like that. Somebody else texts in and says, well, you know, if you can't go over it with the scooters anymore, what happens if you just, you know, maybe lightly scuff it with your shoe while you're walking over it or something like that? And I was thinking, you know, we were talking about how, like, doing donuts or, you know, street racing, and I got to thinking how I mean, what if somebody decides to drag race on it?
Felony.
No, I think that'd be the most appropriate kind of race to have on that flag.
Still be a felony.
You're not getting the joke.
No.
Drag
race. Oh, okay. Never mind. Never mind. Here I was trying to think logically. Andrew's always thinking logically, and I'm trying to think logically.
And I feel like, on the one hand, you... Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
You see, John, you're trying to apply logic to Pensacola's morning news. Don't do that.
You see, John, I'm trying to perform a stand-up act over here.
Well, taking a look at our news headlines today, two deaths have been reported after wildfires in New Mexico that forced the evacuations of thousands of people in and around the town of Ruidoso in New Mexico and destroyed about 1,400 structures. Those bodies were both found on Tuesday. The U.S. Supreme Court issuing opinions today and tomorrow. They still got some major decisions to hand down before their expected recess at the end of the month. One of those decisions will be the ruling on presidential immunity. And Andrew, have you ever gotten a little extra something in your Amazon order when
no,
it gets
delivered? No, because I don't do that stuff.
Oh, you don't order on? Okay, well.
My wife every once in a while will say, do you want anything? I'm like, no. I mean, I have ordered things, but it's not a lifestyle for me.
Well, I have heard rumors that sometimes people order Amazon, you know, and they get their delivery and there's something in the box that they didn't order.
Sure.
Sure. Well, so this person in India got one of these somethings. this Amazon customer says she found a live snake in the Xbox that she ordered. The woman ordered an Xbox controller. She was in Bengaluru in India. I'm not sure. I was just there last week. But she says when she opened the box, there was a live cobra that was stuck to the packing tape.
Mm-hmm.
She put a video of this on X.
Twitter. Go on. Yeah, I see you. You want to do a nice callback.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, she says she ordered the Xbox controller and got the free snake with it.
The bonus snake.
The bonus cobra. What everybody wants. The yeah. bonus cobra.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's different from all the, like, I've heard the stories about people get sent things that they didn't buy because it's all part of a scam or it's part of you order things in order you can get eligibility to post your reviews. I mean, there's all these weird things surrounding the ordering of stuff. But yeah, no, random bonus cobra stuck in the tape on the Xbox is a new one. That's definitely a new one. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:29 here, almost 6:30 here on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, did you see the Chuck Schumer post for Father's Day where he was grilling?
No.
He's grilling hamburgers, and it's, you know, very bland, generic statement about grilling and Father's Day and all this.
Right.
The photo is of a raw hamburger patty with a slice of cheese on the top of it.
No.
So that means that either he's that ignorant of grilling or somebody thought this is how you grill in America like the rest of us. You just throw cheese on raw meat. Sure.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The first named storm of the year is causing flooding in Texas.
Alberto, it got its name yesterday. It's about to make landfall across Mexico, but we are feeling the results over coastal Texas.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean also talking about the heat wave in the Midwest and the Northeast.
Caribou, Maine, 96. That would tie an all-time record. And not just for June, I mean since records began.
It'll be in the 90s in Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, and Cincinnati. President Biden takes the lead.
President Biden has 50% support in the latest Fox News poll to former President Trump's 48%. The first time the president's been ahead of the former president since October, though it's still within the margin of error. The poll found independents go for President Biden by 9 points. Fox News pollsters note shifting opinions on the economy may factor into these numbers.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 75 degrees. It is partly cloudy this morning. Tourists on Pensacola Beach making the best of the situation. It's been several days now with double red flags preventing them from getting in the Gulf.
Just enjoying girls' trip, having girl time, and we are both teachers, so we are enjoying our summer vacation and things like that. It is kind of a bummer that we are not able to go in the water, but it is still kind of a beautiful sight to see those waves crashing in pretty hard, so it's really great.
That's Elena Freeberger. She's here from Texas and talked with Channel 3 and weather coming off the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, causing strong winds and high surf right now. That's meant double red flags for just a few days. Pensacola Beach lifeguards are evaluating those conditions daily. Today has about a 90% chance of being double red yet again. Four organizations that receive funding from Escambia County's Tourist Development Committee appear to be violating state statute by using the funds for administrative costs while not operating as destination management organizations. Those organizations are ACE, Pensacola Sports, Pensacola Mardi Gras, and African American Heritage.
Their salaries, insurance, employee benefits, things of that nature. Those are general operating expenses, and the funds could only be authorized in the event for the purpose of funding the actual event or activity that directly promotes tourism.
That's Assistant County Attorney Kristen Huell, and she says the issue was brought up a few months ago by the clerk's office while County Attorney Allison Rogers was on vacation. The TDC unanimously voted to send that issue to the county commissioners, where a resolution could be voted on to identify those organizations as DMOs. Police in Maryland now say they've solved a 23-year-old cold case involving the murder of a Pensacola woman.
According to Channel 3, 49-year-old Leslie Preer was killed back in 2001. Preer grew up in Pensacola and graduated from Pensacola High School in 1969. She was found dead inside her home after her employer let her family know she didn't show up for work that day. Investigators say they had a breakthrough in the case 2 years ago after a blood sample collected in 2001 was analyzed. That ultimately led officers to 44-year-old Eugene Gligor, who was the ex-boyfriend of Prier's daughter. He was arrested Tuesday by a U.S. Marshals task force in Washington, D.C. Joe Ford, News Radio, Pensacola.
Thank you very much, Joe. And if you have a homeowner's property insurance policy through Citizens Property Insurance, get ready. Your rates may be going up next year. The company's Board of Governors has approved a rate hike as of yesterday.
We're going to recommend 14% increase for everyone in Dayton. And you can see a similar situation in Broward, so we're recommending 14%.
And the Citizens Board of Governors approved that increase yesterday morning. The rate hike does still have to make it through the State Office of Insurance Regulation, though. If that gets approved, the increase would take effect on January 1st of next year. It is 6:35. News Radio Pensacola. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Well, thank you. Oh, boy. No accidents to let you know about, but we're seeing some backup at Bayou and 9th Avenue right there. So if you're in that area going north or southbound, you're going to see some delays. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Biggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We can expect high temperatures today around 90 degrees, and I think we'll see breezy conditions to even windy conditions with a small craft advisory continuing through 3 p.m. today in the Gulf of Mexico. On top of that, double red flags at local beaches with the very dangerous rip currents, and the beaches will be closed for swimmers. High temps around 90, that's about normal. We would usually hit 91, and I think we'll see a few scattered storms. I'm meteorologist Christian Garman for WEAR-TV.
And right now we've got 75 in Pensacola, 75 also in Gulf Breeze, and 72 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury bond yields have risen as investors look ahead to data on initial filings for unemployment benefits and housing starts. The 10-year Treasury yield was about 3 basis points higher at 4.2497%. The 2-year was also up around 3 basis points at 4.7372%. Yields and prices move in opposite directions. Data on initial jobless claims, housing starts, and U.S. building permits are all due later this morning. Consumers seemed unimpressed by the latest drop in mortgage rates. Total mortgage application volume rose just 0.9% compared with the previous week. According to the Mortgage Bankers Association, the average interest rate for a 30-year mortgage decreased to 6.94% from 7.02%. That is the lowest level since March. Futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 56. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
News Radio Pensacola has just received another major award thanks to you, our listeners. This time, it's the prestigious 2024 Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters, where representatives of the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10 radio stations in America, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the Crystal Award for our exceptional year-round commitment to community service. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News, and we're continuing our series from my experiences going out to the firearm training facility for the sheriff's office, which was fantastic. One of the elements of that is they do door breaching practice, which is they actually have a really big honking piece of metal to simulate door breaching where you won't destroy the door, you know, and then you can hit it with the big two-handed ramming rod, basically, that you go sideways with. And but there's a lot in that. You might think, well, that's really simple. No, there's actually a lot in that. And we talked about it quite a bit. Actually, they can adjust the difficulty of the door to something very easy to something very, very sturdy. It's kind of one of the nice parts of that. Fire people, you know, firemen use this same kind of training. So going back to the, you know, when I was there getting exposed to the door breaching and kind of learning how this all works.
Here you can see our rapid assault tools, inward, outward sling, breaching door. It's made for breaching with push or pry. So this is a mechanism that sets the door.
Okay.
And you can set the resistance to it so that whenever you ram it, you can get a good feel of what it's going to take to ram it. You want to take
We got to give you. You got to take that rep.
Like, what do you want me to do?
Right there.
They wanted me to go cold. Just give it a shot. See what you come up with, Andrew. As in, look terrible.
I want to see him do it first. Fire it, Mike. I can, if you'd rather see it.
Please demonstrate it for me one time.
So you can decide to stay hinge side, which would mean on this side.
Okay.
Or you could decide to go knob side. A lot of people like him.
What he's getting at there is, okay, if you're swinging this sideways, where's your body? Okay, if you think about a doorknob and a door frame, is your body going to be in front of the door, swinging it sort of from the door towards, you know, the doorknob? Or is your body going to be on the outside of the frame against the wall, swinging it towards, right? Because there are issues with both approaches.
A lot of people, like in the tactical community, will stand on the knob side because where am I not standing in front of?
So you're not vulnerable to being shot through the door.
If somebody wants to shoot this in the door, where would I be? I'd be right here standing in a
Okay.
Firefighters, all of them, they're usually not worried about it, so they'll stand here in the middle.
I see.
Also, it gives you the ability to strike the door, and then whenever you swing on the other side, there's a possibility as you swing, what would whack the threshold of the door.
Okay.
The arm. So a lot of times when we're just working out training the mechanisms of it, we're standing here.
Because if you swing from the outside of the door frame, then your arm literally runs into the door frame as it's following through hitting it. So there's really downsides to both approaches, right?
You play golf or anything?
Yeah.
Right, so
badly.
It's all in the hips. So whenever I'm coming up to these doors, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to twist right flat with the ram, and I'm trying to go through it.
Use your hips.
You want to throw your ears on?
Oh,
it's
sure.
A little loud. It's a metal door, so it's...
Right, so it gets a little loud. So what it really look like is I'm just going to do a little...
It's going to be loud.
I'm going to really whack the heck out of it. Is it...
And he got it open on two hits. Like it's not super easy.
Is that common to have to hit more than once?
Well, I didn't really.
You're not
it.
Really
doing it. You know, everything too.
Well, Lieutenant's a little modest too. He's rehabbing an injury right
and
now
there's
too.
There's that too. Okay. I mean, I'm sure that you know generally they're going to get through it on the first time. But I mean, I'm just want you to understand this is difficult to do. Okay. So then they set it up for me. Great, the radio guy. He's going to give it a shot.
All right. Your choice.
Hit it hard, hit it right here.
So
this is kind of where you're aiming for, and you can get as close as you want to. So that's why you kind of saw me come up there and get my feet set sideways, and I touched it. And then what I'm thinking about is, if you're really wanting to hit it, is you're wanting to hit my hand 6 inches on the other side.
Yeah, hit through it, punch through it, right?
Yep, just play through it.
Nope.
Almost.
Dang it.
There you go.
Three tries.
Breacher.
Yeah, and he said, I almost had it on the second one, and if I'd have done it a little bit better, but, you know, okay. But, so that's, like, part of this. And then the next part is, so you've got a, you're going into bad guys, right? Okay? You're going into bad guy lair, or an unknown. You've opened the door, and the guy who's swinging the breaching tool has both hands on the breaching tool, and he has got no weapon, and he's basically vulnerable to getting shot going in the door, right? How do you solve for that problem?
But I'm not carrying a weapon. I'm vulnerable at this point.
Yeah.
So that's usually why, like, a lot of times I have my guys on this side of the door, you know, making that breach. And then I'm standing off front of the door, because you can see when this door opened up, who's the first person to get a look inside that room?
Right, right.
So as a door breaches,
somebody's coming right behind you.
So as soon as you breach that door and it starts swinging, you are brave enough to go up here, just two hands on that ram. As that door is opening up, I'm taking care of you and putting my plate in front of your heart.
Basically stepping in to stand right in front of the guy using the breaching tool so that you've got a gun and a vest between me and whatever's on the other side of that door.
Sure that I'm clearing this door, and then I'll take care of this door and own the space, and then when we're ready, we'll go inside.
And you can adjust the resistance level of the door up or down? Okay. That's what that is. Okay.
You can adjust it. And the we can make it stronger and all that type of thing.
The other portion of this, right, if this were to be closed or would be here, you'll notice the toolkit. This is what SROs, this is what everybody else has carried, so we get into another incident. So in addition
like
to just SWAT team guys using this is a training tool now that we use for everybody in the agency, that if we had to have an emergency type situation to force entry, these are the tools that were provided to us, and this is the training that they're going to get on how to open those, whether it be from the ram or pry bar on the opposite side.
Because if the door is built the other direction, right, you got to deal with that, especially if it's like a security door, okay? Because if you got a metal security door on the outside and then you got a regular door on the inside, now you got to open two doors. I mean, these are, you know, on TV it all looks so easy. In reality, it's a little more complicated. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on Davis right there at University and Olive Road, seeing some delays in the east and westbound and north northbound lanes also, so be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And then, you know, just kind of the last little topic about this is, you know, firemen do this. And so learning from them and learning best practices from them is part of what the cops and firemen always like to feud with each other. But they're really, you know, it's like Army and Marines feuding with each other. They it's fun, or Navy or whatever, but it's, you know, in real life, we're all on the same team, right?
On TV, you just kick.
Yeah.
How unrealistic is that?
I can remember being a young narcotics guy, and I came up to a door, and I was like, cool, man, I'm going to kick this door.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a bedroom
door. Sheriff just yesterday said we kick doors.
Yeah.
We still kick a door. We still kick doors. Yeah. I kick the bedroom door right at the doorknob.
The bedroom door?
I go right through the door.
Yeah.
The crotch high. I see my leg and my foot's in the door, and I'm hobbling in the room with my gun, and they're all shaking their head like, look at this newbie. Tools, what's great about this is we actually...
In other words, he got stuck in the door, which is, if you know what residential doors are like, that... And again, that's the kind of stuff that can be a life or death mistake in the wrong situation. And so practice it, like you're going to play it so that you learn and don't make these same dumb mistakes, right?
Two of these models, so we got one here, and we have one actually at a school that we're utilizing over the summer. So our active shooter, active threat training is going on right now for all the deputies throughout the agency.
Both Escambia and Pensacola is going to do theirs pretty soon as well. So, yeah, this is very normal during when the summer school's out for summer, so they use schools.
So one of the stations that they're working, just like you brought up the SROs and the deputies and all that, they have these breaching tools so that you can familiar with the Uvalde thing and all that. We want to get around that type thing that we're going to breach some location and get to a bad guy if we need to. So one of the stations and where they go over the breaching of it. So the other perspective of this is also a pry door. So if they use any other tools for prying the door open, if you can see on the backside, you can see there's spring hinges over here.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it's made so that they can get a tool inside this door and pry it and pop the door open and get inside it. So it's not just a push door to where you just beat on it. There's also technical sides of it where they can pry the door open and get inside of it on different ways. So along with their responsive active shooter, we've got a TAC med station. And we've got the breaching door there to where all the deputies are getting training on.
Seems like the firefighters would benefit from this, too. Do they come and use this, or do they have their own?
They have their own stuff. So I'm not going to lie. I've got to give firefighters credit where I have to. I'm not giving too much credit. But they are really good at breaching doors. But I brought up the comparison when we were talking about it, is what they do is they're not worried about somebody shooting or engaging or all that. So do they do a really good job? Yeah. And they know a ton of stuff. So I'll steal little tidbits from them. But then I got to manipulate it and make it hybrid to where it's safe for us to do what they're doing just in the law enforcement environment.
Right.
So they actually do a lot of their own breaching training. They've got doors similar to this, but they're a little bit different because a lot of times what they're having difficulty with are commercial doors and getting into the publics when it's on fire and things like that. So it's comparable, and we steal little bits from them when we can because they do a lot more breaching than we do.
Cool.
And again, the people who are doing the training with me, Lieutenant Drew Kilgan, I always want to put an R in his name for some reason, Josh Hendershot, Sergeant Josh Hendershot. And it's like we've seen this in Uvalde, right? Okay, so you practice breaching doors that open inward. What happens when you come across in the middle of a school, all of a sudden a door that opens outward? What do you do if that's the kind of door, you know? Oh, we didn't practice on that. You got to practice on all of this so that in a situation where lives might be on the line, you don't make dumb mistakes and you're effective first time, right? So, again, all the little pieces that go into making an effectively trained law enforcement force, like we have at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office and PPD and SRSO and all the folks locally. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you're thinking about that next vehicle, or maybe you're not quite because you kind of put it off, because I understand, like, nobody likes to buy that next car. It's an annoying process, and you feel like you got to fight the salespeople sometimes or not get taken advantage of by somebody. I mean, what's your typical perception of a used car lot? You're going to go there, and they're going to try to get one over on you and sell you a car you shouldn't buy, and then they're just hoping that you get past the lemon law, and then, right? I mean, that's what you, okay? Frontier's just not like that. I mean, for example, okay? They've made the process so easy when you're shopping. You can just sit in any of the cars. They're all open. You don't have to ask for a key. Now you do have to ask for a key to drive it, but they're easy to, okay? But then, like, afterwards, you know, they call you to make sure everything's good. I got a call 6 months later and a year after I bought my car there, just making sure everything was fine. And they fixed a thing that was not totally fine, and I didn't expect them to fix it. I thought it was a key. And they replaced the key. On them, no cost. A year after I bought a used car from them. Who does that? Well, Frontier does. Because they believe that you're a customer and you got a product that you expected. And they don't want you to just buy one car and be done with you. It's not a short-term relationship. They want to sell the next car, your family's cars, your kids' cars, your grandkids' cars. Like, they want to be your supplier of cars for forever. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is why we're here. Unobtainium. Because this little gray rock sells for $20 million a kilo. That's the only reason.
Somebody texts in here, says, Andrew, you might as well apply to be a cop part-time. You're already familiar with some of the training now. Two responses. Response number one is, I got a taste. I am certainly not trained. I'm certainly not trained. And number two, I am relatively confident that the 53-year-old, 5'6" philosopher demographic is not their ideal recruiting pool. Taking a stab at this one, I'm probably not their ideal candidate for the academy. 6:55 on News Radio Pensacola. John's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about right now. Seeing some slowdown again, and right in front of West Florida Hospital, you're experiencing slowdown, getting you all the way down to Olive Road. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, I don't think this is on your list of things, David, but did you happen to catch the minivan racing?
Minivan racing. That's new to me. I've seen minivans in demolition derbies, but never actually going for speed.
So this is minivans racing around an oval about the size of Five Flags Speedway.
Okay.
Okay. So, and it is asphalt. It's not dirt. And they have periodically put ramps up so the minivans get airborne. So you have people racing minivans that are occasionally going airborne. It sounded like this.
Around the racetrack, everybody else is going.
We've got a jump coming. Got another jump.
Here we go.
That's a landing. There's another landing. So
it's like something out of Mario Kart.
It is. Yes, there's another one. Oh, and then the worst one. This is like a, will he survive the ramp? Because they escalate the ramp. Send it! You heard, and he's dragging. He's dragging a fender and a broken wheel, and he's driving around the rest of the track with this one. So my thought about this, a couple of thoughts. Number one is, I absolutely want to watch this. Number two is, I think there ought to be eligibility criteria. You have to be a mother of three or more children. and I think the children, best case scenario, they're in the car.
Right. Now, it'll teach them. Please tell me at least one of these vans was like one of those 1980s Plymouths the wood strip down the side.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes.
These are like the vans even the Taliban won't drive anymore. Like, that's how bad this is. But then my wife, prescient as she is, she said, you know that any mom with school-age kids who's driven their kids to school in Escambia County because of the speed bumps, already is eligible for this race.
That's right. They're already experts. They know how to handle all of these ramps.
You can call it a speed table. That's just a racing ramp. Anyway, David, go ahead, sir. I thought you'd appreciate that story.
Well, thank you for, and I need the link to that video. A boater in the Florida Keys got a surprise last weekend, finding about $1 million worth of cocaine floating in the water. The Border Patrol says the 21 individually wrapped kilogram packages had a picture of a bald eagle on the front. Two people were injured after being attacked by a group of five masked men after a high school graduation ceremony in New York. School officials say one person was slashed in the ear, another in the leg. It happened outside of a sports complex at Hofstra University as graduates were leaving that ceremony with their families. Police say that may have been related to a domestic incident. And there's a new study that says that massive train derailment in Ohio last year spread hazardous pollution across 16 different states. The study published this week looked at the 2023 derailment in East Palestine, where a Norfolk Southern train carrying hazardous materials derailed and sent toxic chemicals into the air, water, and soil.
All right. Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. 6:59 here on News Radio Pensacola. Time for future news, where John and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. The new Ten Commandments law for the schools to have in all the classrooms in Louisiana. Ultimately, is that law going to be upheld or struck down by the Supreme Court?
Upheld.
I think upheld. I do. I think upheld. I certainly hope upheld. Ferrari says that they're planning to release an all-electric sports car at $500,000-ish. But $300-plus is their typical average cost. Will that be a big seller?
No.
No, it absolutely will be.
Oh, it will be?
It'll be massively fast, and people love to spend money on cars.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.